Hi, this is Rob Bagby. I'm here for Bites by MSDN, and I'm privileged to be sitting here with Stephen Forte. Stephen, thanks so much for coming down today.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen, you are the Chief Strategy Officer for Telerik?
Yes, I am.
That's an interesting title. What on earth does that mean?
I find myself explaining that title a lot. Basically, what a Chief Strategy Officer does is, you know, Telerik, we sell third-party components for the Microsoft.NET platform. So what I do is I look where Microsoft is going, and I look at the technologies and their investments in the future, and then I try to see where Telerik can fill the holes and find and add more value to that.
That's great. Now, before we get into any of the geeky stuff, while we were talking before this interview, you yearly take a trip out to Mount Everest, right?
Yes, I do.
You take geeks and make them walk part of what?
Great taking geeks to high altitude. Conversations about zeros and ones at high altitude are not meant to happen.
I can only imagine. Now, last year was kind of a special trip for you, though, right?
Yeah, just last month I went back.
Yeah,
last month I went back to Nepal. I went to my Sherpa's home village in the middle of nowhere in Nepal, and we actually went and worked on a school project. So this particular village needed a school built, and myself and about four or five other geeks, we went and we helped build an actual library to a school. I mean,
this is a physical
labor.
You like sweated and everything.
Hammer, saw, nails, the works. And I never knew I had it in me.
Is it still standing?
Oh, that's a good question. Last time I checked, it was still standing.
Right on. Now is there a charity involved with this process?
Yes, there is, because in Nepal and a lot of other countries like Nepal, the laws don't actually send the kids to school. So it's the option of the parents to send them to school, and it costs $10 to actually put a uniform together for the students.
That's two coffees.
Pretty much two Starbucks coffees, two soy lattes.
Two soy lattes. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, the charity is called Elevation Educated.
Great. It's good to hear about that, and good to hear that you're kind of out there working for the community. Now, let's get back to the geeky side here.
Absolutely.
Now, you are the classic entrepreneur. With everything we've seen over the last year and even some of the announcements today with Dallas, Azure's kind of a game-changing story for the small guy trying to compete with the big guy.
I definitely agree, and it's not even the small guys. I look at five, six years ago, I started a company. It cost us $300,000 to start the company, start to finish. And at the point, that was a breakthrough, because beginning of the dot-com era, it cost $1 million to start a company, to get from idea to beta launch. And it cost us $300,000, and we're like, wow, this is great. I spent a disproportionate amount of that money building out a data center. And I'm a software guy. And so I spent a disproportionate amount of my time as an entrepreneur focusing on this data center. When you look at Azure and you look at the price points, I could actually now start a business for $25,000 or less, right? Depending on if you're going to pay yourself and all those other things.
But every bit is scalable.
More scalable. Wow. And the reason is because you actually start out far cheaper. You're not making the initial, you know, $100,000 capital investment in servers and hardware and bandwidth. You're paying maybe, you know, $100 to $500 a month. And then you scale it when your actual demand scales.
Spin up when you need it, spin down when you don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, the reason why the dot-com collapse came was because of unused capacity, right? All of these dot-coms just purchased more and more hardware, more and more capacity that wasn't needed because they thought they were going to need it. And here, with cloud computing, with Azure, you add it when you need it and you pay for it when you use it.
That's it, yeah. It is definitely game-changing. What are you guys working with Telerik with Azure? Which pieces?
Well, as I said, back to that Chief Strategy Officer role, so I think about my days as the entrepreneur, and I'm like, how could we help, you know, people migrate over to the Azure platform? So we have an ORM product, which fully integrates natively with SQL Azure. Mm-hmm. All of our controls work just splendidly on the Windows Azure platform. And we have a content management system that actually will be starting early next year. We'll run on the Windows Azure platform as well.
Well, I've got to say, you guys are ahead of the curve, because, already working with SQL Azure, it wasn't too long ago where SQL Azure wasn't where it is today.
So. Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge because it was changing, you know, as we were working on it, but it was very rewarding to do so because now, right out of the box, you can work with SQL Azure.
Well, excellent. We really appreciate you coming by today, and we really appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much.